A town hall meeting was held on Wednesday, November 6th, in Scotia to update citizens on the infrastructure changes that are being done in order to prepare for the sale of the homes after well over a century of private ownership. Years worth of planning have gone into the development of the subdivision infrastructure upgrade project, as water, sewer, and electrical lines are being relocated, updated to modern standards, and replaced completely. The Town of Scotia Company President Frank Basic describes the project.
There are two primary conditions of approval from the county when they gave us this authorization to subdivide and rezone and change the zoning code and amend the general plan. The first one is fix up your infrastructure. We don't want in the future people owning homes with 140-year-old sewer lines underneath their yard made out of clay. We don't want the storm drains going under houses and post offices and schools. We want those things lined up and built out of new materials that will last a long time. So rebuild the infrastructure. Water, sewer, storm drain lines and pipes throughout town are all being replaced, but we're doing it in small chunks. Phase one is what you see going on here, up Mill Street, up Church Street, 1st and B, up to the school. That's it. That's a small bite-sized piece that will be undertaken in phase one. Phase two will move around the corner and include the hospital and several more homes. Phase three will be down in South Scotia. So it's going to take about 5 years to do this. And in the end, what we're going to end up with is new subsurface infrastructure throughout town. And also the county wanted the electrical distribution system attended to as well.
The extensive work is being done in five stages, with the first phase located on Church, Mill, First, and Eddy Streets. The first homes that will be offered for sale to current residents and then to the public are anticipated to come onto the market in mid-2015. Basic goes on to describe the process.
Phase one is what you see going on here, up Mill Street, up Church Street, 1st and B, up to the school. That's it. That's a small bite-sized piece that will be undertaken in phase one. Phase two will move around the corner and include the hospital and several more homes. Phase three will be down in South Scotia. So it's going to take about 5 years to do this. And in the end, what we're going to end up with is new subsurface infrastructure throughout town. And also the county wanted the electrical distribution system attended to as well.
Once the underground work is complete, the streets and the sidewalks will be replaced with ADA compliant features. Along with the water and sewer line upgrades, PG&E is installing a new electrical distribution system that will provide power to the town. The cogeneration plant is now in private ownership and continues to operate by selling its power back to the electrical grid rather than supplying power to the town directly. Scotia will now be served by PG&E. In order to accomplish this change, PG&E is modernizing the system with new equipment, which will replace every pole, line, transformer, and meter box in town. The town hall presented residents with an opportunity to ask questions directly to PG&E representatives about this extensive project. More information and updates on the progress of this historic project will be coming in the future as Scotia continues to develop into a modern subdivision while holding on to the unique elements that have defined the community since its inception. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.